The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Senior doctors have today warned that risks to patient care at the hospital and the University Hospital of Limerick remain intolerable and unacceptable. And joining me now is Professor Joe Devlin, consultant physician and deputy chair of the HSE Midwest Medical Board. Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening.
In terms of the risks that we're talking about, I mean, it's quite dramatic to say intolerable and unacceptable. What are we talking about?
Well, it's a journey that's been travelled over quite a while, and your listeners will be well aware that we've had overcrowding in our emergency department, which HCQA has identified, in common with several previous investigations, is due to inadequate supply of acute beds. So that poses problems for patients and for staff. And at a very basic level, patients don't have the dignity of a proper cubicle, curtains for privacy when they're being examined, they're on trolleys rather than in beds, and there's an overcrowded and therefore more chaotic environment. And it's well established internationally that overcrowding can contribute to medical error. And you'll be aware of some very high profile investigations in various HSE hospitals, but we've had one that you'll be aware of that precipitated the HCQA review. So the cause of this has been well flagged. We don't have enough beds. The minister agreed some time ago to purchase a site and implement the palette of options that HCQA identified in their report. But we're facing, it seems to me, more delay. It's the 30th of September that HCQA published the report, and December the minister announced that she was implementing a merging of the different options, and March that she cut the ribbon on the site. But we still don't have a board and a chair developing that site and planning for getting planning permission and phasing of moving resources around so that we can safely transfer services there. And while all this is happening, the risk continues, of course, until we have the new stock. We don't have any new beds other than the ones that were already planned and some were opened around the turn of the year. So the risks vary from lack of comfort and privacy through to prolonged hospital stay, delay transferring between hospitals or to the ward, and the increased risk of medical error.
Okay. You mentioned there that obviously the issue with acute beds, that the capacity is not there. There were other issues in that report, though, too, including issues with management at the hospital and issues with senior decision makers not being on site and things like that. Is the issue bigger than just a lack of acute beds? I know much of this stems from the reconfiguration of the whole region hospital-wise, but is it simplistic to say it's all down to beds?
Well, I would point you to the HCQA investigation. So, you know, some of your listeners may not be familiar, but HCQA is the regulator. HCQA is the watchdog. And they were asked to look at emergency care provision in the Midwest. They reviewed our region as a whole. It's a highly unusual step. And they concluded that we were both under capacity for beds and also under capacity for staff. So just to recap in a nutshell, what they said was, Limerick University Hospital delivers more acute care than any other acute hospital in the whole state. It does so with fewer beds than any other Model 4 hospital in the whole state, and it does so with fewer consultants than any other more Model 4 hospital per capita in the state. Limerick University Hospital has fewer consultants than Waterford Regional, for example. So it's a very gross level of undersupply of beds and undersupply of staff. And that's got to be a problem, and it is an ongoing problem. Now, the minister is, I think, currently, she's been touring Clare today and talking about optimising the use of our Model 2 beds. And for your listeners, that may be a term you're not familiar with. A Model 2 bed is a bed in a place like Nina or Ennis or St John's.
People might refer to them as step-down beds.
Yes, that would be fair.
In lay terms, just for listeners.
And they are also used to perform some procedures that are low risk and low acuity. So we have more of those beds in our region than any other region in the country. 30% of our beds are Model 2 beds or step-down beds. So we've had a long experience over many years now of managing that and transferring patients between the sites. And the minister is talking about expanding the care we deliver in our step-down beds. And we're, of course, we're up for that. We want to do that, but it's not a reason to fail to progress the development board of building.
And
the
Joe, I'm bear in mind what I used to do for a living, so I'm not unsympathetic to the conditions that staff find themselves working in, and I know the strains and the difficulties in delivering. But in terms of where we are at, in terms of our health spend here, we are per capita up at near the very top of now OECD spend on health. We don't have the same ranking in terms of our health outcomes and our deliveries, but also in terms of what has happened by way of funding for UHL. It has had an enormous increase, 108 beds added and 1,100 staff added in the 4 years up to 2004. Its budget went up 44% in that same time period. How much is needed to get this, I suppose, right, in terms of it had the biggest budget increase of any hospital in the state in terms of increases over that period of time?
But and HICWA were aware of this when they wrote their report and published in September. But to be clear, with all the additional beds and staff that have been provided, so thinking ahead to the current government's capital development plan, we in the Midwest will still be behind the curve when all of those are opened relative to our sister regions around the country. So coming back to your question about the total amount of resources that's being spent, the issue in the Midwest is that that's very unequal. We are simply not getting a fair share of the national resource for the patients of the Midwest compared to every other region. And that, you don't have to take my word for that.
No,
it's
no,
in the HICWA report.
And I do appreciate that, but I also know that, say, in UHL, presentations at the emergency department went up 14% and trolleys went up 50%. So is there an issue, I'm asking you to tell me, with kind of patient flow management? Is there an issue there with managerial structures that needs to be changed as well? Because in terms of, you know, everybody wants to deliver good healthcare to the people of the Midwest, but is there other things that are needed as well? You are in the prime position to know whether that is true or not.
Yeah, well, just think about what we've already discussed for a moment. I think you can see that if, as I've said, and HICWA confirms, we're delivering more care than anywhere else and we're doing it with less beds and less people, Limerick is actually the most efficient hospital in the whole country in terms of the amount of care it delivers for the resource it's got. And we're the national experts in sharing our patients between an acute centre and peripheral smaller hospitals, because we've been doing it for so long and we have so many of those beds. So our processes are in fact being copied in other regions. Recently, the Chief Clinical Officer, Colm Henry, sent round instructions to all regions to do with the amount of senior decision-making that was happening outside ours. And essentially, the mechanisms that have been put in place by our leadership team in Limerick are being copied and replicated around the country, because we're the best at this. We have to be, because we haven't got the beds or the people that other places have.
Last question for you, Joe. In terms of, I know that this an acute hospital, 400-bed hospital, is what is being asked for, wants to be co-located and all of that. We both know that that's going to take a very long time. What needs to happen in the interim to make patients' safety better in the region?
Very good question. And it's simple, really, but hard. So the fact is, we need more people. We have to wait a while for bricks and mortar and beds. But you'll be aware that the minister is also seeking wider implication of the public-only contract for consultants, which allows for a longer working day up to the evening and on Saturdays. Now, any place can do that. We can do that. But currently, we can only do that by cancelling activity that's currently happening between Monday and Friday in the normal working day. So if we're allowed to increase our employment ceilings and get in more consultants, doctors, nurses, and the clerical and support staff to work with them, we can use our existing assets to increase the amount of care and increase the amount of senior supervision. But there is no low-hanging fruit here. There is no quick fix through tweaking our processes that's going to solve this problem. Okay. We need the hard decision made that we need our employment ceiling raised.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Professor Joe Devlin there, who's consultant physician and a deputy chair of the HSE Midwest Medical Board.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.